SOP 231. Today, we're talking about turning your newsletter into a podcast and some great ways to promote your podcast for free.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning into the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all points in between. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where you can find our self-paced tutorials as well as our resources to help you start a podcast. If you'd like to email me, very easy. It's Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And of course, you can leave a comment out at the blog at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. Just going to jump right into it today. Want to tell you, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know I'm in the process of writing a book called More Podcast Money. You can find out about that at morepodcastmoney.com. We've actually got some beta readers going on. And so I've been listening to podcasts about being an author, and there are a lot of them, and there are a lot of really bad ones. I let me give you this example. I listened to one. You know how I'm not a huge fan of TalkShoe. Literally, somebody put out as a finished podcast. They're like, okay, we're going to start now, and we'll just wait till the others show up. And you literally just sat there and waited for, like, I don't know, 2 minutes of just dead air. And I'm like, okay, I think everybody's here now. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm like, why not edit that out? I mean, horrible. No intro music. No, here's what the podcast is about. And it just turned into be a giant commercial. It was horrible. But I found this one called, I have a hard time saying this, Publishize your book. Publishize Your Way to Success podcast. And it's from a company, logicalexpressions.com. And they've written books. They basically, it's a podcast kind of like this one where you give out free information, hoping that someone will sign up for your services. It's a great way to get to know your audience and embrace your audience. And at the same time, hopefully drum up some business. And the interesting thing about this is, first of all, she had a nice intro, explained what it was about. And the only thing that got me about this is what she was doing. She's a writer. She has written a weekly column for years and decided to turn it into a podcast. And the only thing that was weird about this, in my opinion, and that's all this is to me, like, I have a couple bullet points right now. I've got, here's what it says, YouTube, Ken's Niche, Logical Expressions, and then Promo Swap. That's my notes. So I'm just talking to you now based on a couple of bullet points here. And she would take the title. First of all, every show sounded exactly the same. It was basically the intro, kind of like that Paco. It's the School of Podcast. It'd be me playing that every week without the little, hey, here's what's going to be in the show this week. So I'd have to listen to the whole intro, and then she'd say, today's podcast is titled La La La, and then she'd start to basically read it.
This week's podcast is about how to use a memory hook or book hook to be unforgettable. In 2006, almost 300,000 books were published. With that many titles in print, it's important to take advantage of every opportunity to make your book stand out. One way to do that is to use a technique called a memory hook, or in this case, a book hook. Basically, a hook is a quick, memorable sentence or turn of phrase you can use to describe your book. In business, sometimes a memory hook is referred to as an elevator.
And it was fine, it was pleasant, but there was no hiding the fact that even though she wrote it very much in a way that she was talking to me, I was being read to. And to me, all she had to do to really kind of, if that's what you have to do, and I realize some people, like, look, I'm not good just off the cuff. Got that. Understand that. But instead of saying today's podcast is called using a memory hook or book hook to be unforgettable, number one, to make every podcast sound a little different at the beginning, she could say, you know, publishize Your Way to Success podcast number 333, using a memory hook to be unforgettable. run your intro. So I don't have to listen to the intro all the way. I know right up front, have I listened to this one or not? Because they all sounded identical at the beginning. That and many, many, many moons ago, the iPod Nano had no, well, still, I guess, has no real buttons on it. So you had nothing to read, which I guess now they have screens. But back in the day, you couldn't do that. So that would be it. And then for her, at least, I would say she really knew her topic. Why not just talk to people about it instead of reading it? But I realize some people, that's not their strong suit, but I would have at least moved her title to say, today's podcast is called blah, blah, blah. Just make that the intro and then just try to make it more talkative. That's the other thing I thought was interesting. And depending on how you look at that, she never gave out any kind of contact information. She did on her very, very, very first podcast, but never mentioned it again, but always told people to come visit her at her website, which if that's your intent, you want to get people to your website, I guess that would be it. Don't mention your contact information. Simply say for more information, go to logicalexpressions.com, which is what they basically did. And that may be her strategy. There's no rule that says you have to give out contact information. I always do because, well, I want to hear from you. But that would be my, if you have a newsletter, I've approached people as a podcast consultant saying, hey, I see you do a weekly newsletter. Why aren't you putting this out as a podcast? And they're like, no, we just market this via newsletter. You've already got great content that you've worked on. Why not put it into many formats that people can consume? Because I can't read your newsletter when I'm driving to work in the morning, which is when I listen to most of my podcasts. So if you've already got a newsletter, you've got a podcast. All you need is a microphone and some software, and we're good to go. Just try to make it so much that maybe you're not reading to people, but you can if you want, but you'll see that it doesn't take long to get from reading to people to just actually talking to people. And then it's a conversation and you're building that relationship with your audience. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about publicity today, getting people to your website to come and listen to your podcast, things like that. A lot of people think, hey, if I just get my podcast listened in iTunes or the Zoom network, we'll be talking with Rob Greenlee probably next week. I talked to him a very impromptu interview a couple nights ago. I'll be putting that into the podcast. But they think, hey, once I list it in the directories, I'm good to go. And that's really not it. It's always relentless marketing. And did you know that according to YouTube, a fact sheet at YouTube, people are watching 2 billion, that's with a B, videos a day on YouTube and uploading hundreds of thousands of videos daily. In other words, there's a lot of traffic going on at YouTube, and you can actually go over there and make a video for your podcast, even if you're an audio podcaster. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Ken Blanchard, Reverend Ken. He says, I've been following, lurking, listening, and learning from the School of Podcasting since 2008. No one else is as humble, down to earth, and helpful as Dave has been for me. He helps you find solutions, new products, and avoid wasting time. The Urban Shooter Show is odd, but owes some of its success and my waning sanity to the School of Podcasting. Where else would you find a fun-loving, zombie-shooting, Harley-riding, inspirational Christian pastor that encourages the American family on a pro-gun podcast? How's that for an itch? Let's run that by you again. Where else can you find a fun-loving, zombie-shooting, Harley-riding, inspirational Christian pastor that encourages the American family on a pro-gun podcast? And you can find Pastor Ken over at urbanshooterpodcast.com. Really cool stuff he's doing with video, but the interesting thing is he has a video that's basically audio with pictures, and I'll put a link to this out in the show notes, that he's actually doing some really cool video things now. He has one on his front page right now about freedom. Really, really cool. Again, check that out, urbanshooterpodcast.com. But I'll put a link to this one where he actually wrote a song. He took the song I'm a Man, you know, bum, bam, bam, and kind of conformed it to his podcast, and then just put pictures over the music. It's very cool, and he's got that on YouTube. The one thing I will tell everybody, when you put something on YouTube, the very, very very first thing you should type in your description is your website. It will be a clickable link if it's the very first thing you put in that box. Like in Ken's case, he put like four or five words like, I'm the man behind, you know, urbanshooterpodcast.com. Urban Shooter Podcast is not clickable because it's not the very first thing. If he had said http://www.urbanshooterpodcast.com is my website and I'm Reverend Ken Blanchard, that link would be clickable. And you're like, well, people can always copy and paste. Anytime you can make it easy to get back to your website, do it. My point there is, number one, if you think that you're so niche, like, you know, you like to do cross-country ballroom dancing and nobody else likes to do that, you know what? There might be a few more people out there. And those, while there may not be 10,000 cross-country ballroom dancers, there may be a group of 400 that really, really, really would love to have a podcast to listen to. And so never underestimate the power of a niche. You may have a smaller audience, but they will be more loyal. Lastly, we're talking promotion today, and I wanted to let you know I am trying something new. In fact, let me go to that website right now. The website is Podcast Promo, that's P-R-O-M-O, swap.com. And what it is back in the day, yeah, we're down to 5 tickets left on this. So if you go there, if right now I'm on group one, if group one fills up, I'll start group two. What are you talking about, Dave? Well, back in the day, children gather around and let grandpa tell you about the days of podcasting. Back in 2005, we went to California to that podcasting expo, and everybody knew everybody. It was like, hey, look, there's CeCe Chapman, there's Marcus Couch, you know, there's Dawn and Drew, there's Adam Curry, there's Scott Fletcher. Everybody knew everybody, right? And we all would make these little 30 to 60 second promos, which basically explained what your podcast was about, why people should listen to it, and then telling them your address. Maybe you'd have clips. Some people got really creative and some people went way too creative to where it made no sense at all. But we would play each other's promos, even though technically these podcasters were, quote, our competition, because we had this community. And what I hear a lot about is I really miss the community of podcasting. In fact, there was a Matthew Ebel, who is another person that's really embraced podcasting. He's a musician, said, I really miss the days of that community. And I was like, well, I've had a lot of people say we should organize some sort of promo swapping service. What this idea is we're going to group them in 12. And when I get 12 podcasters, we're going to organize your podcast alphabetically. So right now, if I look at this, we've got myself. We've got LevinsonNews.mevio.com, Blog Creations, SubjectCinema.com, MrMedia.com, IndieRadioChattanooga.com, and PageantCast.com are all going to trade promos. Now, how are we going to do that? We're going to put that in alphabetical order. So right now, it looks like Blog Creations would be the first week because it starts with a B. And then the next, so I will send out an email to all 12 people saying, hey, this week we're going to play this promo. Here's a link to it. And then we're all going to go on the honor system that you will then play their promo. Then the second week we'll play the second person's and the third week. And eventually, you know, now, unfortunately, if you have like the Zippy Zoo podcast, you're probably going to be last because we're doing it again alphabetical just to take all guesswork out of it. So on the 12th week, all 12 podcasters will play the Zippy Zoo podcast. That's the way it's going to work. Now, I have put in one thing. If somebody submits a promo that has a bunch of F-bombs or whatever, you know, you're allowed to submit it, but we're also allowed to say, you know what, that is not appropriate for my podcast because I do the, you know, Fuzzy Kitten podcast that's for children. I don't want to drop about F-bombs and blood murder, things like that. You do have the right to say, nah, that's not going to be appropriate for my audience. But we are, you know, if you have an adult audience, play it. You know, it's again, 30 to 60 seconds, not 60 to, you know, 4 minutes. It's a quick promo. And we're going to try this just for fun. I might actually send out a link that's trackable so we can see how many clicks you got from these people's websites, just to see, hey, is this worth, is promo swapping worth doing? You know, things of that nature. Now, the website is, again, podcast promo swap. That's with one P, S-W-A-P. And if you don't have a promo, in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a free I guess you could call it an ebook. It's more of a report. 15 tips for better promos that'll walk you through kind of planning your promo, and then you can record it. So if you're interested, go out to podcast promo shop, promoswap.com. It is free at this point. And in the future, here's what we have some plans with. We're going to, again, this is, we're just dipping our toes in the water, seeing how this works. I've got a system in place, got to kick the tires a couple of times. But in the future, we might do this. We might set up groups like sports podcasters, health podcasters, entertainment podcasters, skeptic podcasters, Christian podcasters, blah, 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 video podcasters. Because right now, how does that work? It's an audio thing at this point. But if you have a video podcast and have an audio promo, by all means, we'll use it. Right now, we're just playing with audio. And in the future, we might do one for video. So if you're interested in that, go out to podcastpromoswap.com. Now, if you go, I have no inkling of doing a promo for my podcast, but you would like some free promotion, also check out podcastclicks.com. This is where you basically have anything from like a 125 by 125 banner or 125 by 240. Anyway, some sort of banner. You upload it on your website. You basically go into the podcast click system. You say, here's where my banner is. When somebody clicks on it, go to my website. You get some code. You put that on your website. And now every time you show a banner for somebody else's podcast, they show your banner on their website. So it's, again, kind of a cross-promotion thing, trying to bring back the community. Back in the day, we all loved each other. And it's not that we don't love each other anymore. Some of it is, you know, you've got the NPRs of the world and the big corporate podcasters may not be interested in playing with all the little people. Or the amateur hour, as Steve Jobs said the other day. Thanks, Steve. So that's what's going on. Free podcast promotion. Check it out, Podcast Promo Swap. And like I said, if you go there and there's no tickets left, send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I will definitely put up. I have a second group ready to go. I just need to see. Maybe one of the reasons that people don't swap promos anymore is because, well, they don't want to. But like I said, we're almost sold out already. I'm hoping to start this at the end of the month. So go over and sign up. Now, if you go, Dave, not only do I not have a promo, I don't have a podcast. Do I have the website for you? Schoolofpodcasting.com. Here's my quick, about, I don't know, 30-word plug. We've got step-by-step tutorials that will walk you through planning your podcast, how to install WordPress with like about 10 clicks, finding a theme, recording your podcast, what kind of microphone to use, getting the best sound. It goes on and on and on. What's the right player to put on your website? Then we've got links to album art and royalty-free music and royalty-free images, everything to plan your podcast, to produce it, everything there, schoolofpodcasting.com. That is one other thing I should point out that we have changed. It used to be I had a one-day trial. That has changed. Basically, here again, we're knowing your audience. I had people said, Dave, one day isn't enough for me to kick the tires. So what I did was we got rid of the one-day trial, and now you can do a seven-day trial for $10 or sign up for a monthly subscription for $40. So check that out, seven-day trial, $9.99. That's could be a temporary thing. We're just kicking the tires on that as well. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Again, feel free to email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments toll-free, 888-563-3228. Leave a comment out of the blog. You can go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.